This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The global death toll from the coronavirus has passed 3 million people amid repeated setbacks in the worldwide vaccination campaign and a deepening crisis in places such as Brazil, India, and France. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Tally by Johns Hopkins University shows more than 566,000 people in the United States have died of confirmed COVID-19 infections. But other countries have also suffered staggering tolls. Brazil is next on the list with more than 368,000 deaths, followed by Mexico, where more than 211,000 people have died, and India, where the toll has topped 175,000. The United Kingdom, Italy, Russia, and France have all seen more than 100,000 deaths. The world passed 2 million deaths just in January. I'm Ben Thomas.
A magnitude 5.9 earthquake has shaken southwestern Iran along the Persian Gulf. The state-run IRNA news agency says at least one person was injured. State TV reported three aftershocks of a magnitude 4 followed the initial quake. The U.S. Geological Survey called the initial tremor a 5.8 magnitude earthquake. It described its depth at 10 kilometers. A magnitude 5 earthquake can cause considerable damage. A senior Iranian official has offered a cautiously upbeat assessment of progress in talks aimed at bringing the United States back into the world power's 2015 deal with Tehran on its nuclear program. The deputy foreign minister says a new understanding appears to be taking shape. Iran has been negotiating with the five powers that remain in the agreement, France, Germany, Britain, Russia, and China, in Vienna over the past 2 weeks. An American delegation also has been in Vienna, but not taking part in the talks. This is VOA News. South Korea is raising concerns over Japan's decision to release contaminated water from its crippled Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. But visiting U.S. climate envoy John Kerry is reaffirming Washington's confidence in the plan's transparency. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
As U.S. climate envoy John Kerry appeared in Seoul over the weekend to discuss global warming, South Korea's foreign ministry says it raised concerns to him over Japan's plans to dump contaminated water from its defunct Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. On Sunday, however, Kerry reaffirmed Washington's confidence in the plan's transparency. He said he believed Tokyo was working closely with the International Atomic Energy Agency, the organization that promotes the peaceful use of nuclear power. Under the plan, more than 1 million tons of water will be discharged from the plant, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. Seoul has strongly rebuked the decision.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. The United States and China, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change just days before President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue. The State Department says the agreement was reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, and his Chinese counterpart during 2 days of talks in Shanghai last week. A doctor for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is in the third week of a hunger strike, says his health is deteriorating rapidly, and the 44-year-old Kremlin critic could be on the verge of death. The physician says test results he received from Navalny's family show him with sharply elevated levels of potassium, which can bring on cardiac arrest, and heightened creatinine levels that impaired kidneys. He says Navalny could die at any moment. Myanmar's junta has released more than 23,000 prisoners to mark their traditional New Year holiday, including at least three political detainees. It isn't clear if those released included pro-democracy activists detained for protesting the coup, as security forces continue the deadly crackdown. According to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, government forces have killed over 700 protesters and bystanders since the coup. Over 3,000 are jailed, including ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. A judge in Sicily has ordered former Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini to stand trial on kidnapping charges for having refused to let a Spanish migrant rescue ship dock in an Italian port. Salvini is accused of kidnapping for having kept the migrants at sea off the coast for days.